Now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
Mm-hmm. And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
How are you fine folks feeling on this festive Friday?
Good.
Fine.
Are y'all in formation?
Formation.
Tom beige like a red lobster biscuit. Sybil, you got that hot sauce in your bag, swag.
Yes, sir.
Jay, you rocking that Negro nose with the Jackson 5 nostrils?
Yep, I'm here.
And Sybil, how was the White House?
Great.
You tell President Obama I asked about him?
Yes, I did.
Tom, I'll tell you, I went down the White House yesterday thinking Sybil put me on the list. But nope, left me outside screaming. Outside the gates like Adele, y'all. Sybil, you didn't hear me. I was like, hello from the other side.
We heard you, Adele.
Anyway, maybe you'll put my name on the list next year. Let's count down these contenders. Contender number one, the aggressive person who pulled on the Pope in Mexico. The Pope got mad at the paparazzi, y'all. He was about to Kanye that mofo. Contender number two, Cousin Otto, who called an old bottle of Thunderbird vintage wine on National Drink Wine Day. And also, Cousin Otto said he was so pumped after the Grammys, y'all, he copped tickets to see Adele and Hamilton for $100, which we later found out was Adele Gibbons and Anthony Hamilton. Contender number three, NBA player Lance Stevenson, former Indiana Pacer, Charlotte Bobcat, L.A. Clipper, now Memphis Grizzly, whose meme of him blowing a LeBron James ear earned him more fame than his game. Now he'll be joining Matt Barnes in Memphis. Yep, the Falcon and the Blowman. Contender number four, conspiracy theory mofo who think Justice Scalia was murdered at the luxury hunting ranch in remote West Texas. So now they're speculating a bunny with the killer cat is the suspect. Contender number five, Stacey Dash and Raven Simone. Now, I'll put these two black women on here because Rachel Dozier, who's blacker than both of these cuckoo birds combined, just had a baby during Black History Month, and the name of the baby name is Langston Atticus.
Yes, sir.
Mother, can you buy that? Langston Atticus. Sybil, she just got her lifetime membership. Contender number six, Ben Carson, who was at the GOP townhouse the other day in a suit. Sybil, it looked like a malpractice suit. Sybil, the suit looked like he was on his way to the Regal Beagle. Contender number seven, Jeb Bush, for tweeting a picture of his gun with his name on it. Mm-hmm. I'm putting Jeb on here for bringing his mother out on the campaign. Sybil, his mother's an octogenarian. She was an octogenarian 20 years ago. Did y'all know she used to babysit Betty White? How old is she, Sybil?
You right, Hug.
She's been on the smucker jar twice. Contender number eight, rapper Tiger, the Woody Allen of rap.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all heard about his Grammy party?
Said it wasn't his party.
Yeah, whoever was at the door didn't let Paul McCartney in. Sir Paul, who had more hits than the movie Concussion, Sybil. Tiger released a statement saying it wasn't his fault. Well, you better recognize next time you throw your Grammy party at Chuck E. Cheese. Grammys, you are the Bama of the week. That's right, the Grammys, y'all. First, your piss-poor tribute to Maurice White. How you not have a band?
Right.
You had Stevie Wonder dressed in camouflage and a group of teenagers beatboxing. Then that Lionel Richie lineup. Sybil, that lineup was worse than Wayne Brady with hair lineup. Then you mess up Adele's sound. the Grammys, you are the, no wonder Lauryn Hill stood him up. You are the Bammers of the week. Houston, March the 3rd to 6th, me and Chris Paul, and February the 24th and the 25th at Richmond Funny Bone. Enjoy your week.